This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The National Association of Business Economics released a survey this week in which slower economic growth and possibly slower inflation figured prominently. There was some data from NABE last month, though, that we want to tell you about, specifically their business conditions survey, which for April showed a majority of companies expect their profit margins will be pretty much unchanged over the next 3 months, which is related to this, that 45% of companies are passing on some of their cost increases to their customers because they have to. Uli Nasibova, who we've had on the show a couple of times, runs a gelateria here in Los Angeles.
Business has been rough for my shop specifically, primarily because of my locations. I used to rely on a lot of foot traffic outside of my stores, and I've seen permanent reduction in foot traffic. And I say permanent because it's been 2 years since the start of the pandemic, and the foot traffic, while some of it has recovered, it's nowhere close to the 2019 levels. I had to pause the subscription service because I was waiting on a lot of the supplies, paper and shipping supplies, to ship my products. I have recently had to raise my prices a little bit because gas and then every single item went up in cost. You know, we see things like 50 to 60%, sometimes 100% doubling of certain items that we use. And I staved off price increases for as long as I could. And then there came a time, literally a few months ago, where I just couldn't keep doing it anymore. Sometimes my husband jokes that I'm running a gelato nonprofit, and it certainly does feel that way. But one of the best things that I can do for my business is make it profitable again. And I can't be running a nonprofit anymore. So I raised my prices ever so slightly. I think the biggest surprise for me was how during the pandemic, I went from being terrified and sad about the future of the business to pivoting it to something new and better. It was awful, but at the same time, I had more time on my hands to work on several projects that I have been putting off all these years. I finally did a rebrand. I finally was able to focus on creating packaging for each individual flavor. I taught myself a lot of the Photoshop and Illustrator on YouTube. So it was just like reacquainting myself with every single flavor story all over again.
Uli Nasibova there. She is the proprietor of Uli's Gelato right here in Los Angeles.